Every month we put the spotlight on the senior. Well, we do it more than that, but specifically thanks to the Area Agency on Aging of Western Michigan, guests come in to share what is happening when it comes to caring for those who better than the alternative. How's that? Luke Albertson, Building Bridges Professional Services, you a property maintenance manager, and telling me that if it wasn't raining, you'd be out there, knocking on people's doors and helping those fix door locks, replacing fuses, and winter snow removal. So
yes,
thanks,
ma'am.
Thanks for putting a tie on for this conversation. Let's do an introduction. I know we're here to talk about the Bethany Home Chore Services, but your day job is with Building Bridges, Luke. Tell me a little bit about you and your work.
Building Bridges is a social enterprise based in the Madison neighborhood of Grand Rapids. We employ at-risk youth and young men and women who are maybe struggling and needing their first job right out of the gate. And so we provide an opportunity for them to work. And one of the opportunities that we provide for them is helping with the Area Agency on Aging, doing work for seniors.
What kind of work are you having them do?
Anything from lawn care maintenance, just cutting the grass, or this time of year, we're removing leaves and cleaning out landscape beds. But we also do things like handyman services, cleaning out gutters, maybe fixing a squeaky door or rehanging one, replacing a doorknob. There are all sorts of things that we can do to help our senior friends.
And this is all part of the home chore services, what, provided through the senior millage?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. So let's talk scenarios. First of all, who is your clientele? Older adults? What's your definition? Who can be helped with your services?
Any senior that's 60 or over living in Kent County can call and ask for some services through Building Bridges and the Area Agency on Aging.
Does one need to be financially qualified here?
Any senior qualifies. However, if they are of a lower income, they can receive the services at no cost to them. Some seniors, depending on their income base, will be required to provide a small share.
Sure.
Most of our seniors don't provide more than 5% of the total cost.
And are the worker bees, as you mentioned, these kids?
Yes, ma'am. They're all youth. Maybe 18 to 24 is our general basis, and gentlemen like myself as well.
And just not to zone in on too much, but how do these services help older adults? Zone in on a few other perhaps stories you can share.
Sure. Really, the whole point is to help seniors stay in their homes.
Yeah.
You know, it's a shame when a senior of low income who can't necessarily help themselves anymore, mm-hmm. financial or physical limitations,
yes.
they get evicted or tossed out of their home, and all of a sudden grandma's house is gone, which is a real shame. So if we can help keep them in their home to stay with their families, provide a space for that, as well as connecting with the young people that we work with, we get to help maintain a well-rounded community by having seniors meet with the young people and really come together.
Cool. How's this work benefit our community?
Well, just like that, keeping the community together, providing diversity, not just racial, it's also about the age, right? Seniors 60 and plus working with 18-year-olds, bringing them together.
Yes. All right, so let's do a scenario. I need my leaves cleaned, picked up. So do I make a call?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, take
you
me through
call
that.
You would call 616-224-7409. That's the Building Bridges main line. A young lady named Taniqua will answer, and she'll get you hooked up with us.
So she'll ask me some specifics. You'll then...
We'll need your name. We'll need your name, your phone number, your address, and a little bit about your income,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll get you signed up for some services.
And then do you ask that I be home? How do we get the introduction so that I make sure it's the right person showing up for the job? I'm just being devil's advocate here.
Sure. Once Taniqua knows what job needs to be done, she'll either set it up with me. So she'll give me your phone number or my other partner, Ben Oakes. Maybe he can do the work. She'll give you his phone number. We'll give you a call and set up the service. If we need to be in the home, we'll set up a time where we can meet with you. If you don't need to be home, if we're just picking up the leaves, we'll come by when we can.
I'd make sure my dogs are away from you, though.
We should make sure the dogs are inside.
They'll just jump all over you and just lick you. Lawn care, replacing fuses, fixing door locks. What else?
Cleaning out gutters, maybe
That's right.
maybe taking down a broken limb on a tree, something that's hanging over your roof. Maybe it's already fallen. We can haul that away from you. We also provide snow removal services in the winter. We'll clean off city sidewalks and plow out your driveway, make sure you can get out. We also provide regular lawn care services in the summer.
And again, this is all provided through the Kent County Senior Millage, as we mentioned. When it always comes up for a renewal, this is where it's certainly going to practice, right, man?
Yes, ma'am.
Building Bridges, how long has this organization been around?
Let's see, 8 years now? A little bit longer?
That's great. And what's your background, Luke? How'd you get to be so good at fixing door locks and replacing fuses?
It all started with a summer job to help me pay through school. I used to work with Grand Valley maintaining their lawns. I used to work with a city back home, learning to drive trucks and cut grass and pour cement.
And now we put a tie on you and go from there. So, all right, details one more time, please, Luke.
Building Bridges Main Line, 616-224-7409, if you're a senior looking for some assistance. Or if you'd like to help the Area Agency on Aging, you can get in touch with them at aaawm.org or call them at 616-456-5664.
Thank you. Bethany Home Chore Services, thanks to you, Luke Albertson Building Bridges Professional Services, and you, the Property Maintenance Manager. Take care.